We'll start with the injury update from the football team. The two receivers, Emmanuel Sanders and Isaiah McKenzie, both suffered right ankle sprains. They're both going to be out this week, first of all, and after this week, they'll both be week to week. Billy Turner broke his right hand. He's got a right hand fracture. He's having surgery up in Vail as we speak, and he's going to be out this week, and after the week's over, he'll be week to week also. Trevor's MRI came back positive for us, so he's fine. He'll go Sunday. Damaris Thomas had an MRI on his lower leg. It's a bruise. He's fine, so he'll go this week. And that's pretty much it as far as the injuries from the ball game last night. Any questions? I'm sorry?
Menelik Watson.
Menelik Watson's okay. He's got a right calf strain. He's day-to-day.
Vance, what are you most disappointed about in the aftermath of last night?
Well, obviously losing a football game, you know, after a bye. We had a great week of work. We had our best Wednesday of the year. They were ready to play in pregame. You know, we had a great plan in all three phases, and just not to execute the plan, not to finish and win. That's disappointing, you know, for this football team. It was a big game for us. You know, a chance to go 4-1. It's a home game. It's a national televised game. You know, versus an opponent that struggled, and to their credit, they came in and played hard and played fast and had a great plan in all three phases and won the football game. But that being said, it's early. It's a hard league. You know, we knew it wasn't going to be an easy out for us. We have a chance Sunday to play the L.A. Chargers and to be 3-0 in our division. So we have a big opportunity on Sunday.
Kind of like day-to-day and Billy Turner out, will you make a move to bolster the right side of the line?
I'm not sure. You know, all options would be explored. You know, we still got Stevenson, who's healthy. Alan Barber's played right tackle in his career, so we've got some options there.
Nancy, you called both Emmanuel and Isaiah sprains, but when you look at that on the video,
yeah.
You don't think sprain.
Sprains can come in all, you know, all different levels of sprains, but it's a sprain. It's a sprain with both guys, and I think Isaiah's a little bit lesser of a sprain than Emmanuel.
You've seen bye weeks help the team.
Yeah.
But you've seen, like, even in playoffs with those second round upsets,
sure.
You get those bye week blues.
Yeah.
Feel like maybe you lost a little edge and you'll get it back this week?
Yeah, I don't feel that way because, you know, we were fresh and we were healthy. The energy was right in the locker room before the game, even pregame. It felt right. You know, it was just critical errors again, you know, on both sides of the ball. Defensively, we had good numbers, but we had about 6 to 7, 8 plays that were critical plays that we didn't make. On third downs, you know, allowing Eli to scramble outside of the pocket and convert a third down, and very next play, a 47-yard trap play. So if you make the third down, you're off the field. Those plays don't happen. You know, we had a great plan for 88 and didn't get it done. You know, we knew coming into that game that he was going to be their one option. They had to work was 88. And, you know, we knew it. They knew it. Our players knew it, and we didn't get it done. So that part's disappointing. Offensively, we moved the ball again, you know, and I think in both losses, we've outgained the team that's beaten us in both losses. But we hadn't finished in the red zone. I think we're 2-11 in the last two games in the red zone. You know, too many long third downs, too many sacks, too many negative plays. So we've got to get better at the critical parts of the football game.
How much of that falls on Trevor? I mean, is he being evaluated? I know the injury is one thing, but mm-hmm. Is his play being evaluated when you go 21 drives without
right.
a touchdown?
Well, it falls on the coaches and the players, you know, not just Trevor, but everyone. And, you know, when you have mistakes or negative plays on offense, it usually falls on two or three people, you know, not just the quarterback, but obviously he's the quarterback. And at the end of the day, it definitely falls on his shoulders. He's the quarterback and Mike's the coordinator and I'm the head coach. So it definitely falls on those individuals, you know, first, but it's everyone. You know, we got to coach better and play better in all three phases.
back and review the film on Trevor, what did you see from just his play under pressure, his decision-making under pressure? What was your takeaway?
His decision-making has been half and half, in my opinion. You know, we've got some big plays that we missed, and he made some nice plays under pressure. So it's half and half. You know, it hadn't been perfect. You know, I won't lie and tell you that. It's perfect. He understands that. He has to play better in spots, and, you know, we got to protect better in spots. We got to run the football better. You know, that's our formula. You know, and Trevor is a young quarterback still. So when our running game's clicking, that helps him to play in a more relaxed form. To throw that many passes, you know, for a young quarterback, it's sometimes not good for a young quarterback, even though he had success doing it and he threw for a ton of yards. But our formula is different. It's run, it's play pass. That's where he's been more efficient for this offense. Yeah. So that part hurt us last night, not running the football well.
Now that you have watched the film, do you feel like you guys got away from the run too much last night?
Not really. You know, we were down by 3 scores, you know, most of the game. So we're trying to get back in the game. And they were loading the box, you know, like we thought they should versus our run game. And the pass game was there, and we made some plays, but we missed so many. You know, when a team gives you that much single high or they're giving you so many run blitzes, you've got to burn them with 2 or 3 big plays. And we had them, and we missed them. And that was the major issue. And it's a blitz-heavy defense, and it's multiple looks. So they're going to win some, but the ones they don't win, you have to make them, you know, pay for it. And we didn't make them pay at all last night. They were way too comfortable in defense.
Last week, you were 3-1, and we're just wondering what you're going to win by against the Giants. This week, with this daunting schedule, the sky's falling. How do you address the team at all with the roller coaster of emotions and thoughts?
No, you know, we had a team meeting about 20 minutes ago, and we talked about this. We talked about Sunday being a great opportunity for this football team, you know, to be 3-0 in our division. And obviously, you know, every NFL game is the same, guys. It's hard, you know, and we've got 3 road games back-to-back, but it's 1 week at a time, you know. So our goal, again, is to have a great week of work and to play our best game we can on Sunday. So it's really a small picture focus right now, with big picture awareness, obviously, but small picture.
Your kicker has missed as many field goals through 5 games than he did all last season. Mm-hmm. Why is your faith in him so unshaken?
Because his work in practice. You know, I've seen a guy make every kick in practice, you know, and obviously it hadn't translated to the, you know, to the games. He's 5 for 10 in a year, but he's a worker. He's a worker, and he will work himself out of this, in my opinion. He's a talent also, so he's got to get back to getting in rhythm and working certain kicks that he's missed. You know, and it's really been certain kicks that he's missed, and it's obvious if you watch the tape.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Vance, you have been told before the season started that through 5 weeks, your defense would have taken the ball away only 4 times.
Right.
And there's only one team in the league with fewer takeaways than that. Mm-hmm. Would you have been surprised, and how do you explain that?
I would be very surprised, because it's a defense of pass rushers and aggressive linebackers and, you know, back-end guys that can cover and, you know, who can make plays on the ball. So, yes, I would say this about our defense. You know, we're playing good football, but not great football. And I think offenses come into a game plan against our defense, you know, very conservatively. That plan he had last night, I mean, he wasn't going to lose the game on offense. I mean, he wasn't going to let us hit Eli or throw anything downfield. I mean, he threw, I think, like 19 passes maybe, you know, and nothing past 8 yards, you know. So it's how offenses are playing our defense also that's hadn't allowed for turnovers.
What did he do running the ball against you? Was it mm-hmm. you struggled to set the edge there on one side?
Yeah.
And your linebackers maybe mm-hmm. when they attack?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple runs that got out. I mean, they had a 47, 15, 19, and 21. So that's 5 explosive runs. Outside of that, you know, it wasn't terrible, but we gave up 5 explosive runs, and that we can't do.
Coach, with Emmanuel and Isaiah out this week, who do you look to step up specifically for Emmanuel as a starter? And then what are you going to do with for the depth of wide receiver?
Well, we've got, you know, obviously Fowler and we got Jordan Taylor, and those guys got to step up and play. And DT is still be alive for us. As far as the roster goes, you know, that's being discussed if we're going to bring someone up or look outside of our building.
CJ really was hard on himself after the game, saying he let the offensive line down several times. He let Trevor down a bunch of times. Is he being too hard on himself, or did he have that bad of a game?
It wasn't perfect. You know, he missed a couple run reads. He missed a couple chips on JPP in pass protection. So, you know, he's a pro. You know, he wants to be right for our football team. So he's hard on himself, and he should be.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. All right.